Stelling poll, 1.5 trillion reasons why the kids' climate strike is dishonest, stupid, pointless. By James Stelling poll on March 15, 2019. Around the world, thousands of children have skipped school for the day on the feeble pretext that they are somehow doing something to help save the planet. This is, of course, nonsense. At best they're just regurgitating the lies, fake news and junk science which have been brainwashed into their pretty little heads by their teachers. At worst they're just being exploited as useful idiots by the hard left. A good example of the latter was the chanting at the London demonstration, captured on video here. 1, 2, 3, 4, Theresa May's a fucking whore. According to Guido, people who appeared to be teachers were egging on the chanting. This speaks volumes about the degree to which hard-left politics has been allowed to penetrate school classrooms. Extreme ignorance, too. There are many, many criticisms that could be made of Britain's worst-ever Prime Minister Theresa May. But being a fucking whore is most definitely not one of them. If she were, it would at least add an element of interest to her dreary personality and apparently hinterland-free existence. Also, why pick on Theresa May? Again, there are many, many criticisms one could make of Theresa May's conservative government. But being dilatory on the issue of climate change is not one of them. On the contrary, the policy of May and her government in response to the man-made global warming scare has been at least as credulous, intrusive, economically damaging, and scientifically illiterate as any left-wing administrations would have been. These global protests, let us remind ourselves, were instigated by a 16-year-old schoolgirl called Greta Thunberg, whose earnest intensity and wholesome appearance, apparently modeled on Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, have made her something of an internet star among the left liberal chattering classes. Indeed, she has become such an icon of the left that she has been nominated, ludicrously, for a Nobel Peace Prize. Thunberg's contention, and the excuse of the marchers for bunking off school, is that nothing is being done to fight climate change. According to the hashtag Fridays for Future website which is promoting the strikes. Hashtag Fridays for Future is a movement that began in August 2018. After 15-year-old Greta Thunberg sat in front of the Swedish parliament every school day for 3 weeks, to protest against the lack of action on the climate crisis. She posted what she was doing on Instagram and Twitter and it soon went viral. Lack of action? Really? We'll come back to that one in a moment. I'm hoping a lot of things. I just want that awareness and education. I want people to understand the intense emergency of climate change, and that young people aren't really going to be backing down. And also I want folks to feel threatened enough to take climate action. All this might seem perfectly admirable if these children's claims were true. That there really is such a thing as the climate crisis and that nothing is being done to avert it. But it's simply not true, is it? The annual cost of the global industry to combat climate change has been estimated at $1.5 trillion. That was 4 years ago, since when the cost has no doubt skyrocketed. By whatever definition you care to use, $1.5 trillion is not nothing. In numerals it looks like this, $1,500,000,000,000. Even kids who have a problem with arithmetic. Hardly surprising when their teachers are encouraging them to waste school time on climate marches. Ought to be able to see that that is not nothing but an awful lot. Those kids are protesting on the basis of one massive lie. But it gets worse. Not only is that $1.5 trillion, all of which comes from taxpayers, an awful lot of money. It's also an awful lot of money which is being spent to no useful purpose whatsoever. In 2015, using the United Nations' own calculations, Bjorn's skeptical environmentalist Lomborg found that if every country in the world sticks to the decarbonization promises it made at the Paris Climate Summit, unlikely by the way because the agreements are non-binding, then the resultant reduction, by the end of the century, in global warming may be 0.048 degrees Celsius, 0.086 degrees Fahrenheit. For kids who can understand fractions, again, unlikely these days, that's less than 1/20th of 1 degree centigrade. The kids' climate strike is stupid, dishonest and pointless. If only their teachers were clever enough to help them understand this,